From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Here now is a story about a number, 2318. This number belonged to a survivor of Auschwitz, the Nazi concentration camp, and we'll get to that number after a little detour in our story. Earlier this year, the StoryCorps project on NPR's Morning Edition presented a tale about a woman and her dying father. He had survived Auschwitz too, but he was reluctant to talk about the experience.
And I remember he looked at me, and he had real anger in his face and in his eyes. He said, "You know, Debbie, from the time that you were a young girl, you always asked your questions. And I always told you, we got food, we got bread, we divided it up, we didn't suffer. It was fine."
That's Deborah Fisher talking about her father, Oscar Fisher. On his deathbed, he finally told her the painful truth about life at Auschwitz. After that, she yearned to learn more. So she traveled to the Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C., and asked to read the testimony from other Auschwitz survivors. One of those survivors was named Magda Blau, and here's where we get back to that number, 2318. The Nazis at Auschwitz tattooed Magda Blau's arm with that number, and after hearing her story, Deborah Fisher wanted to make sure the world never forgot about the concentration camps, so she decided to do something bold. Deborah Fisher had the number 2318 tattooed on her own arm. She wants people to ask about that tattoo. As Holocaust survivors continue to die off, those questions, she believes, will help keep their stories alive. And here's where her story intersects with that of another woman. Her name is Maya Lee. She's Magda Blau's daughter. And this summer, while at her mother's deathbed, Maya Lee decided she wanted to learn more about her mom.
I decided one evening when I was sitting in front of my computer answering all my emails to put my mother's name, Magda Blau, into Google. And suddenly in front of me, there's about 10 different sites with Magda Blau. One of them caught my eye. It says, "Deborah Fisher on a survivor I never met, Magda Blau." And I opened it, and suddenly I'm seeing a photograph of a young lady with a tattoo on her arm, and I notice it's 2318, which is my mother's number. Well, my mother passed away about 3 days later. And on the day of my mother's funeral, my son was at our house. And I said to him, "Michael, look at this. Please help me to find Deborah Fisher." And next morning, I opened up my computer and lo and behold, there's a message. My name is Deborah Fisher. She's telling me why she did it and how she did it. And I wrote to Deborah straight away.
Deborah, for you, this must have been, you've been walking around with this number on your arm for some time, but this must have felt like a long arm reaching through history, tapping you on the shoulder.
Exactly, Michelle. I mean, when I think about it, I've been telling Magda Blau's story for over 10 years. I didn't know if Magda was still alive, and I wondered, would she be okay about this? Would her family be okay? And so when I got Maya's email, Maya describes that, you know, she was shivering in a sense, but I was really shaking because I opened it up and then I thought, oh my gosh, you know, basically it was something like, "If please write back" or something. And then I wrote and I thought, well, here goes. Her response back to me is going to tell me either she was very upset, she wished I never did it, how could I, how dare I, or she'll have to embrace it. And I was relieved when I realized, you know, from her email to me that she was pleased.
What did you two talk about in all these email exchanges? Because I understand this went on for quite some time.
Months. Still going on.
Still going on, yes.
Well, it was like getting to know you. It was sort of like a blind date in a way. It started out very personal, and then it sort of backed down to not as personal, and it became more personal, and we developed a sort of online friendship and a trust based on the shared information.
These two women met for the first time just minutes before this interview. Maya Lee, who lives in Australia, was visiting the U.S., and she took a side trip to New York City to meet Deborah Fisher. Maya was eager to see that tattoo.
When we sat in the hallway in the lobby waiting to come into the booth, and Maya said to me, "So let me have a look at your number." And I was about to, like, pull up my sleeve, and then I thought, no, let's wait, because this is something that I would like to share with people.
So, Maya, you haven't even seen the tattoo yet.
I have seen it on the photo on the net, but I haven't seen it in real life, no, and I'm actually quite scared.
I never knew where Magda had the number placed on her arm. My research told me that, you know, the numbers were placed all around the forearm, some close to the wrist, some mid-forearm. I never knew, and I just placed it where I thought it should be. So you can tell me if this is where your mother wore it or not. I'll show it to you now, if Michelle, if that's okay with you.
This is really up to Maya. Okay. If you're ready to see it, that's really up to you.
All right. Well, there it is.
Ostrus. It's much neater than my mother's.
We're holding hands now, Michelle, because it's very emotional.
It's that number. Jeepers, I tell you what, I can't believe it. It's quite scary.
It was scary when I did it. I mean, I walked into this tattoo shop and I said to the gentleman, look, this is a strange tattoo. It won't be pretty. And you might even think it's crazy, but this is what I'd like to do. And he looked at me. He was this big, gruff guy. And he said, well, you've come to the right place. And I said, why do you say that? And he said, because I know all about the Holocaust. He said, I collected all stuff Nazi. I love that stuff. Oh. So I was really, I said, you know what? I don't know if I'm in the right place to do this. And he said, oh, you are. He said, because a few years ago, I came to the conclusion that my collection was garbage and that it was evil and I have to get rid of it. And he said, and I just dumped it all. He said, I just had to grow up and I realized that my desire to like emulate the Nazis was wrong and ridiculous. And he said, so yes, I am the right person to put this tattoo. And he said, and this funny thing is I know the coloring and everything. He said, because that was my hobby. Mm-hmm. And I sat down and I looked at him and I said, okay, let's do it. And that was somewhere in Norwalk, Connecticut. It was random. I don't have a background on tattoos and where to get them. And I didn't even ask people, you know, where did you get yours? I just thought, when the spirit moves me, I'll find a place and I'll just do it. And that's what took place. So it was a good choice, I have to say.
You have to excuse me.
We're all crying here.
Well, we're shaking and crying here, Michelle.
You know, as I listen to the two of you and imagine what's going on there in that studio, I'm thinking back to what you heard at the Holocaust Museum, what you read, Deborah, where Magda Blau said, educate the people.
Yes. I then have my opportunity to tell a story of a survivor who did the right things, who shared her food, who shared clothing, who organized women in the bunk to save each other's lives. And I thought, this is a perfect way to get people to talk about something they don't want to talk about.
Maya Lee, Deborah Fisher, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story and your experience. I'm going to say goodbye now because I have a feeling that you two have a whole lot to talk about right now.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We do. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you. Maya Lee and Deborah Fisher spoke to us from New York City. You can hear Deborah's contribution to the StoryCorps project at npr.org, and you can also find out how you can take part. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.